Good morning, guys, and welcome to Court of Heroes Radio. My name is Eddie, and pretty much I'm going to be using this as an introduction to the show. So just to let you know, this is going to be your station to go to when it comes to anything to talk about, when it comes to pop culture or movies, movie reviews, movie releases, tech. What's the next big TV to buy for the holiday season? Why you should buy it? Having a good time with all the news in the world that, you know, just puts a downer in our lives. Why not talk about some of the things that could, lighten things up a little bit and be able to enjoy yourself. Definitely want to hear suggestions from you guys, what you guys would like to hear. But you guys are going to be hearing from us shortly about some new tech coming out this holiday season. Also, why you should be buying some of this tech for stuff within your house and your entertainment center. You know, you're going to get that new TV. Why is this TV different than the other? Why is A better than B? And what's the difference? With so many things on the market right now and people doing so many reviews on them, and you just kind of get lost and confused with where the tech is coming from. We're going to be there for you. So, I hope you guys all have a great day, and check out the next cast where we'll actually be talking about some of that tech coming out this holiday season. And you guys have a great one. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Court of Heroes Radio. And like I said in the last conversation, that we would have actually some talk about some of the tech coming this holiday. And we're just going to start off with you guys, you know, making sure that you make the right decisions when it comes to buying TVs. Let's be honest, a lot of people, Black Fridays, they're hunting down TVs. Now that 55-inch 4K Toshiba TV or whatever, that's going to be $275 or whatever it might be. That's a great deal, right? Well, it's not really a great deal. If you're just trying to get it for a bedroom or something, that's fine. But if you want it to entertain your kids and, you know, you want to be able to get the best experience out of the movies that are available now in 4K and how picture quality could look, you want to look a little further. You want to look at the reasons why that $1,000 TV is better than that $275 TV. And that's what I'm going to help you out with. You got to talk about HDR. Now, there's going to be plenty of TVs that mention HDR. Now, there's three levels to your TVs. You have an entry level, a medium tier, and a premium tier. With high dynamic range, it's all about the brightness of your colors, how bright the screen can get, and at the same time, keeping your black levels solid. That makes a better picture and better depth to your image on the screen. A great example is Spider-Man Homecoming, where the reds just pop on Spider-Man's suit. The dark scenes just look amazing. You could still see really high detail. And, you know, for those kind of TVs, I'd recommend looking into a couple in particular. One would be the Sony 900E. It's a very reasonable price. It has Dolby Vision. It has HDR. It has a good peak brightness to it and a very smooth picture for sports, movies, and video games. So if you're a gamer and you're going to get that Xbox One X, and hey, I might start buying some 4K Blu-rays and I'm going to be playing Forza, man, you're not going to get what you're paying for unless you get a TV like the 900E. My next one up would probably be the Sony 850E. Now, everybody's going to say to me, well, you're just talking about Sony. Well, I am. And that's because Sony's done it better this year, to be honest. To me, the next one from the 850E, which gets, you know, it's actually better than the 850E, but I wouldn't want to spend the money on it, would be the Samsung QLED. Now, the QLED's $1,000 more than the first TV I mentioned, the 900E. Do I think it's worth that amount of money? I don't, because my TV that I own from last year is pretty much the same exact TV as this new one, just this one could hold a higher color garment. And that's not worth $1,000 to me, to be honest. So just make sure that this holiday season you guys are actually, you know, doing some study. You know, if it's a gift for somebody, totally understandable. But if it's for your husband, if it's for your wife, if it's for your front room and you're going to have entertainment, make sure you're making the right decision. And usually you can find those prices actually down the week of Thanksgiving on the big dogs. When I mean big dogs, I mean the year-round sellers. You got to remember that these stores are bringing in cheap TVs for you to buy for the holidays because they're cheap TVs, right? They're made as what we call grab and goes. Just get them out the door. And, you know, you want to have an experience. When you look at these TVs, make sure you're understanding. You're not just investing into a television. You're investing into an experience. When I watched Guardians of the Galaxy in 4K, it was unbelievable. It was something that when friends come over, I feel like I have to pop that disc in so they could see how crazy it looked, how clear, how much color was coming off the screen. You know, it's amazing. And a lot of people are going to go, "Oh, there's no 4K out right now on cable and did it." You're right. I mean, but that's expensive. 4K cameras are expensive. Okay? You got to understand. Right now, they're still building up to get you 4K cable. But until then, you have 4K in Netflix. You watching Stranger Things season 2, it's in 4K. You can't watch it the right way on a Toshiba 4K. It's not going to look the same as another TV. You have 4K Blu-ray. That's been out for a while now. You're going to tell me that you're going to buy a TV and not watch movies? You know, all you do is you watch Ellen in the afternoon in 4K? Let's be realistic here. You know, we're complaining about cable. You complain about commercials, but we're going to complain about cable. Welcome back. This is part 2 of the TV Tech for the Holidays from Court of Heroes. And we just ended on talking about cable and 4K being on cable. Now, just be patient with it. It's coming. You know, it's already in Canada. There's not that many Canadian sports teams, but, you know, they're already doing, like, you know, hockey games and basketball games and stuff in 4K. Out here in the States, you guys do have DirecTV and Dish that offer 4K. Not a whole lot, but they're doing it. So it's a start, you know, so make sure you talk to your providers and, you know, ask them about it. But you know, I'm not going to say that you can't just go get a 4K TV and enjoy it. I'm just talking about investing into the future with a better TV. You know, make sure you're making the smart choice, because no matter what, your 4K TVs are going to make your picture twice as clear, no matter what. No matter what you pop in, it's going to look twice as clear. Your old 1080p had 2 million pixels. These TVs have 8 million pixels in them, right? So it's going to come in clear. But when it comes to, like, your picture quality, when it comes to HDR, your high-end TVs could produce 1.6 billion shades of color. Your average TV could produce 16 million. So that should give you a pretty decent idea of what you could be missing out on if you don't make a smart choice. Plus, if you hear, hey, Super Bowl 55 is going to be in HDR or Dolby Vision and 4K this year. Hey, I got that TV that could do that. I went and bought that TV with Dolby Vision. Sweet. Super Bowl party at my house this year. You know, like that's what you're going to be bringing to the table. Spider-Man was filmed in Dolby Vision. Fast and Furious as well was in Dolby Vision, Power Rangers Dolby Vision, you know, and you want to be able to produce what you're buying. You know, you don't want to just buy something to buy it and say, hey, I got the 4K TV or whatever, and you pop in a disc and everything just looks the same. You know what I mean? So, just do some investigating, and don't forget about the other fun stuff you could be doing at home with, like, your kids and stuff. Google Homes and, Amazon Echoes. Those are going to be huge again this holiday season. They can interact with your whole entertainment center and then some. With my Echo, we cook dinners every Sunday night, and we'll play the Wordmaster game with Alexa, and an hour and a half goes by and we're cooking a full dinner with the kids in the kitchen, and we just lose track of time. We're not even paying attention. It's just, you know, us playing a game. But she could control your TVs. She could turn on your gaming consoles. She could control your thermostats. And, you know, if you guys ever want to hear more about that kind of tech, you know, what we call smart home tech, you know, shoot me a comment or something, or let me know what you guys want to hear about. Because, you know, I do have a lot of it in my house, and I do have a pretty decent amount of knowledge about it. So, you know, if you're wondering what would be right for your home and your family, please feel free. I'm a family guy. You know, I have three kids. You know, we're Disney freaks here. I'm counting down the wait for Cars 3 to come out in 4K, so I could tell you what my first animated 4K film, let alone the first Disney 4K film, looks like. You know, I'm a family guy. I'd love to help everybody out coming up with solutions for their home. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to be talking about a lot of other stuff as well when it comes to, like, movies and pop culture. And, you know, you might hear some call-outs for The Walking Dead since the season just started. You might hear things about Thor coming up since the movie's coming up. But, you know, we're all here to have a good time. And I hope you guys got a little bit out of it. If you have any other questions, like I said, just shoot a call or, you know, shoot me a message. Let me know what you guys want to hear. Other than that, I hope you have a great day, and happy Halloween tomorrow. Enjoy, be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.